Well, here in this country, the news this week that the FDA has ordered food makers to stop using trans fats within 3 years was a big win for 100-year-old Fred Kumerow. He's an emeritus professor at the University of Illinois who was one of the first to discover a link between trans fats in processed foods and heart disease. He did that decades ago. I spoke with him last summer after he had sued the FDA for not acting sooner. I asked him how difficult it was to get the word out about the dangers of trans fats.
Very difficult. Because it wasn't obvious. This trans fat was put in a diet in 1910. And when these fats were eaten by people, they didn't develop any prostacyclin. Now, prostacyclin is a component in the blood that prevents the clotting of blood. So if you don't have any prostacyclin, you can't clot your blood. Huh. And a lot of those people died of sudden death. That's one reason for asking the FDA to ban trans fat.
Now, the prevailing view about heart disease is that cholesterol is a major factor in heart disease. You don't buy that, do you?
It's perfectly normal to think that, because when you feed cholesterol to a rabbit, it gets atherosclerosis. That is, the arteries look just like the arteries, almost like the arteries, of people who had heart disease. And I had found in a study I did with 12 MD PhDs from Japan, and we did a complete analysis of what happens in the arteries of the pigs. And we started off from even before they were born, and by the time they were 3 years old, they had exactly the same kind of structure in their coronary arteries as the people who had died of heart disease. So I knew that cholesterol was in a diet was not necessary to produce the same kind of change in the coronary arteries of pigs that are present also in the coronary arteries of people.
And we should say that you've put this to the test yourself. You have an egg, something known to have cholesterol in it, every day for breakfast.
That's correct. The egg contains all of the amino acids that you need. Now, amino acids are present in different foods, but all of them are present in animal fat. That is, like cheese, beef, pork, eggs, chicken, and fish. So if you eat those kind of foods, you'll have all the amino acids that you need to build what is called endothelium cells. And they carry all the functions in the body that cause life.
Professor, before I let you go, I want to ask you one thing that many people may be wondering, and that I'd like to ask anybody who is able to make it all the way to age 100, which is, what is your secret to longevity?
Eating correctly. That is, eating of enough amino acids, that is the 8 amino acids, so your liver can make the LDL and HDL that your body needs. And they should also eat vegetables and fruit.
So what did you have for lunch today?
I had a bit of a steak that I had left over from Sunday, lettuce, tomato, avocado, and squash. That's cooked up. Squash is a good source of fibers, which you need to carry your food through your intestinal tract. And I had a glass of milk. I always have a glass of milk at breakfast, at noon, and at night. And I also exercise every day. And I keep my mind busy. I think it's very important for somebody who retires to do something that keeps his mind occupied. and not just sit there and do nothing except, say, maybe watch TV or read something else that does not tickle your brain.
Fred Kumerow speaking with us last summer. He's a professor emeritus at the University of Illinois. He was one of the first scientists to discover a link between trans fats and heart disease. Yesterday, the FDA finally ordered food makers to stop using trans fats within 3 years. Fred Kumerow told the Washington Post, science won out.